We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
On the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the State Farm Redbird Pregame Show. State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there and someone will be ready to help. Illinois State Basketball is also brought to you by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Pass left corner for three, rattles and falls, count the basket, all the way to the rim with the right hand, layup is good. Quick trigger three, knocks it down. That ball didn't even hit the iron.
Now, turn it up. It's game time. The tip is moments away. Now to courtside. Here's the voice of the Redbirds, John Fitzgerald.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to Redbird Basketball from the Holman Center in Terre Haute, Indiana. Alongside Mike Matthews, I'm John Fitzgerald. Lycos is back at our network studios in Bloomington as the Birds get set for arguably their toughest challenge in the 20-game conference slate. It's the 23rd-ranked Sycamores of Indiana State. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.
The voice of the Illinois State Redbirds, WJBC Bloomington Normal, AM 1230 and FM 102.1, a Cumulus Media station.
The Birds and the Trees tonight here in Paradise, and it's now time for our keys to the game. They're presented, as always, by the Heller Stores of Central Illinois and Mike Matthews. How do the Birds begin to slow down this high-powered offense for Indiana State?
All right, it's a tall task, Fitz, but here we go. They need to have 12 turnovers or less. We average 12 turnovers a game. That'll be tough. Win the rebounding margin. Indiana State averages 3.5 boards per game. We average plus 1.6 boards per game. And last but not least, how about this one? Keep Indiana State under 40% field goals.
You want to talk about a tall task?
I knew you'd like that
tall
last
task.
One.
Indiana State leads the Valley, shooting 51% from the floor as a team collectively.
But these are supposed to be keys to victory.
And they will be.
If they come true, they will be.
That's the big if. Those are your keys to the game, presented by the Heller Stores of Central Illinois. Fans score a great deal in an X vehicle with Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac. The number one car dealers in Central Illinois. They have the selection, low prices, and great customer service to keep you coming back. Shop them online today at hellerstores.com. 132nd meeting all time between the Birds and Indiana State. Redbirds hold a slight 67-64 edge in the all-time series that began all the way back in 1914. Sycamores have won the last two, sweeping both regular season meetings last winter. This is the one and only matchup between the two clubs this year. Trees have dominated the series here in Terre Haute. Sycamores have won five straight inside the Holman Center. ISU just 22-42 all-time here at Indiana State. Tonight's uniform report brought to you by Starcrest Cleaners. For the Birds, it's the Road Red, tops and bottoms, with white letters and numbers trimmed in black, Illinois State across the chest, and Indiana State in the home white tops and bottoms with royal blue letters and numbers, Indiana State across the chest on two levels, trimmed in black. That is tonight's uniform report presented by Starcrest Cleaners. For all your dry cleaning and laundry needs, visit Starcrest today at either their Bloomington normal locations, 208 North Prospect Road in Bloomington, or 1712 East College Avenue in Normal. Starcrest Cleaners, bright ideas in cleaning. Our officiating crew for tonight's tilt, as assigned by the Missouri Valley Conference, the referee, Brett Smith, the umpires, Steve Devine, and Chase Shaw. Indiana State to break huddle with Julian Larry, Isaiah Swope, Ryan Conwell, Jason Kent, Robbie Avila. And Indiana State winners of nine straight, 13-1 in Valley play. The Birds 5-9 in the Valley. And they break their huddle with Miles Foster and Kendall Lewis on the front line, and a backcourt combination of Malachi Poindexter, Dalton Banks, and Johnny Kinzinger. Tonight's opening tip-off presented by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Redbird basketball. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. It's Robbie Avila at 6'10", 240 for Indiana State. Kendall Lewis, 6'8", 210 for Illinois State. The toss, the tap, and the opening touch controlled by the Birds. They'll attack the basket to our left, and we're underway on a Tuesday night. Poindexter rolls off a Foster screen, now feeds Foster, short corner right. Bodies up on Avila, into the lane, up with the left hand, off back iron, and it fell through. So the Birds draw first blood and get the party started tonight in Terre Haute. Miles Foster, his first two. Birds open the scoring 30 seconds in. Here's Conwell. Avila thought about a three. Pump fake, now drives left of the key, puts it up with the right hand, left of the rim, and it rolls out. And Johnny Kinzinger, the rebound for the Birds. So the Birds get a stop defensively there. First trip, teardrop by Johnny, and the paint is good. On a nice runner, he went coast to coast, and Johnny has his first two of the night.
And Illinois State coming out a little 2-3 zone, Fitz. Talked about it in the pregame, and we're going to see it right off the bat.
This gave Indiana State fits in Springfield, Missouri, when Missouri State able to put it on Saturday. Swope fires a straight on three off back iron, a miss. Kinzinger the rebound on the right block. Outlet right over to Banks. He'll take it to the offensive end. Draw Swope defensively. Indiana State in the man-to-man. Poindexter inside the arc is Foster. One dribble, plays it away to Banks. Banks to the foul line. Pitches it out, Poindexter, right hash mark, 12 to shoot. Poindexter penetrates right of the key. Tiptoes the baseline, circles back out to the foul line. 7 to shoot now. Out between the rings is Malachi. Gives to Banks. He's going to have to tee up a three over Avila off the front of the rim. No. Rebound kept alive by Lewis, but finally run down by Indiana State. Here's Swope in transition. Slashes across the lane right to left. Gives to Conwell. Back to Swope into the left corner. Julian Larry couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. Indiana State turns it over to the Birds, who go back on offense. A 4-0 lead. A minute 48 gone by.
Yeah, you want to get off to a good start. Illinois State up four. Let's hit a three right now, Fitz.
Great start by the Birds so far here in Terre Haute. They lead it 4-0. Just about 2 minutes gone by first half. Banks at the left point. Holds the ball over his head, guarded by Julian Larry. Now Foster left of the key. 10-foot jumper over Avila is a little bit too heavy, and the rebound comes out to Julian Larry. He's going to motor into the forecourt. Steps through a double team and a whistle and a foul called. Larry a little bit out of control, but Brett Smith blows the whistle, and Dalton Banks picks up the blocking foul. That'll be his first. Team foul number one called against Illinois State.
Well, that certainly looked like a travel to me. He's coming down full speed and cutting through the lane and got away.
You haven't agreed with a whole lot coming from the striped shirts in the last couple of weeks, have you?
That'll be my last negative tonight, Fitz.
Sure it will. 17:48 to go first half. 4-0 Birds. Three ball out of hands of Jason Kent. Rattles out. And the Birds secure the rebound. Indiana State 0-3 so far from the floor. Banks Right corner, Kinzinger penetrates on the right baseline. Up and under, move off the window and in. He got swooped to leave his feet, kept the basketball at his chest, and is able to finish right at the key. Kinzinger has four, the Birds six. He'll lead it 6-0. Avila, NBA three out front. Good rotation. Shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Kent tried a reverse layup. Putback, no good. And Miles Foster the rebound for the Birds. Up the left sideline, Kinzinger has it out front. Works around a Foster screen and ran into Julian Leary, who commits the personal foul. That'll be his first, team foul number one, called against Indiana State. 6-0 Illinois State, who played 2:53 in this first half. Bird's second matchup with the top 25 team this year. Play Kentucky to close out the calendar year. Now Foster spins baseline up against Avila. The ball swatted away. And the ball lands in the hands of Julian Leary. Gallops it up the left side. Takes it all the way down the lane to the rim with the right hand. Lays it up and in. The seas parted. Julian Leary made him pay. The team's first 2 points for Indiana State. Foster quickly back the other way for the Birds. Lob feed out between the rings over to Poindexter. Works off a Foster screen. Pull-up jumper on the way from 15 is sweet. Malachi Poindexter bags the jumper from the foul line. His first two of the night. 8-2 Illinois State.
And that's lately, that's been the best part of his game, Malachi, that mid-range game.
Leary open for three out front. Too strong. Off back iron, a miss. And the rebound to Foster once again. Here comes Dalton Banks to the offensive end. Left corner to Poindexter. Back up left flank, Banks. Blows off the wing, takes it to the foul line. Lob feed mid-post right to Foster. Back to the basket, guarded by Kent. Has it now right of the key. Jab step, wheels into the lane. Up left hand, layup, and crawls out. And the rebound, Robbie Avila of Indiana State. Quickly, Leary. Motors into the forecourt, feeds Kent. Driving to the rim, lays it in. Jason Kent off a nice feed from Julian Leary. Kent has his first two. The Redbird lead cut to 4-8-4. Kinzinger right of the key from 15 off the bounce is good. Johnny has 6 of the Redbirds, 10. And the Birds are out in front by 6, 10-4. 15:35 to play first half. Conwell right point to Leary. And he walked to the basketball. Malachi applied the defense right corner. Indiana State commits the turnover. And the Birds will have it when we come back. It's a new season of Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 15:31 to go, opening half. Here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. Our counts on the McDonald's scoreboard. The Redbirds 10, Indiana State 4. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Redbird fans, Heater's Chicken is now open in Uptown Normal. Make plans to stop by and sample their authentic Nashville-style chicken and experience the greatest chicken in all the land. That's Heater's Chicken. Located in the southeast corner of College and Fell Avenue in the heart of Uptown Normal, Heater's Chicken, a proud partner of Redbird Athletics. 15:31 to go, first half. On a McDonald's scoreboard, John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews back live courtside. Here in Terre Haute, Blake Haas back at our network studios in Bloomington, and the Birds off to an early 10-4 lead on the 23rd-ranked Sycamores of Indiana State. Indiana State leads the Valley, shooting 51% from the floor. He said a key would be to keep them to about 40% tonight, and the Sycamores off to a 2-for-8 start from the field.
That kind of scares me a little bit, though. You know they're going to get off to kind of a slow start some nights, make up for it somehow, and hopefully they don't make up for it too quick against this.
You say water always finds its level. Foster with the basketball now for the Birds. Has it top side. Guarded by Avila. Picks up his dribble back to the basket. Out front to Banks. Banks slides to the left wing. Now foul line. Foster a jumper over Avila and he knocks it down. 15-foot jumper for Miles Foster as he buries it for points number 3 and 4. And the Birds continue their offensive flurry here in the opening 5 minutes. They lead it 12-4. Avila left side on a runner for Conwell, and he's able to finish left of the rim. Ryan Conwell, the transfer out of South Florida, averages 16 per game, has his first two. Redbird lead is 6. 12-6 our count. Banks on the left wing. Foster plays it away right side. Kinzinger He's trapped in the corner. The ball knocked away by Swope, but able to retain possession. Gives to Foster on the right flank. Couple of dribbles with nine to shoot. Out front, Banks tees up a three over Larry. Too strong off back iron. Offensive rebound, Foster. Foster feeds it for Lewis. Low right, got a via to leave his feet and finishes right of the rim off the window and in. Kendall Lewis off a nice feed from Foster, and the Birds lead it by 8, 14-6. Swope to Conwell. He'll penetrate into the foul line. Knocked away by Kinzinger, but Conwell got it back. Out front to Larry. No look pass down low to Kent. Into the left corner, Conwell rises a three, rattles out, and Foster secures the rebound for the Birds. Fifth rebound here in the early going for Miles Foster. Lewis across the lane. Foster running the floor, lays it up and in with a left hand. Foster has six. And Josh Schertz takes time with 13:54 to go in this opening half. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and the Redbirds now a 10-point lead, 16-6 our count. The Birds 8 of 13 from the floor, while Indiana State continues to struggle. They're just 3 of 10 from the field so far.
Well, if we can continue at that pace, field goal-wise, 8 of 13, it's going to be a pretty successful night. Plus, our ball movement and player movement has been outstanding thus far. And I like the 2-3 zone down here defensively.
Birds really doing a good job of aggressively getting into the paint, and they've gotten some good shots.
They really have, and it's guard penetration and then kicking it one way or the other that's really put, I think, Indiana State on their heels a little bit.
I think more than anything else, it's really been impressive, the one shot and out on the defensive end. Typically, the fear with a zone defense is you give up some offensive rebounds because you don't have a body and a body, but that has not been the case so far tonight.
And the second big fear is they get the ball into the middle to Avila, and he's a very, very good passer.
Avila 0 for 2 from the floor tonight, and one of those was beyond the arc. Conwell, left side to Swope. He's matched up with Lewis, crosses over on Lewis, picks up his dribble, lobs it up top over to Conwell. Near the time stripe, around an Avila screen, down the lane. Nice fake with the left hand, and he finished in front of the 10. Ryan Conwell, his fourth point of the night. 16-8, the Bird lead is 8 with 13:27 to go first half. Right sideline, Poindexter plays it up top over to Lewis. Now Banks on the left side, penetrates, drives on Kent to the rim with the right hand, got it to go. Good take by Banks, he had an edge on Kent, and Dalton has his first two of the night. 18-8. Birds by 10, backdoor feed. Conwell rolls to the hole, scoops it over into the left corner. Swope fires a three, too heavy in the weak side. Rebound pulled down by Poindexter. Malachi gallops across midcourt. Works the right-hand dribble, now plays it away to Banks. Top side, they come to Foster. Foster drives it via, spins into the lane, up with the right hand. Got it to go. Miles Foster came to play tonight. He has 8 first-half points, and the Birds are up by a dozen, 20-8. And a steal by Kinzinger. Johnny racing up at the other end, and he lays it in off the window and in. 22-8, Illinois State with the lead. Johnny with 8 first-half points for the Birds. And Indiana State unable to find an answer on the offensive end. Here's Conwell out high. Right point now to Larry. He'll trace the arc with a left-hand dribble, guarded by Banks, works left, drives left to the key, up with the right hand, scores. Julian Larry, you blink an eye, and he gets to the rim.
Well, he is unbelievably quick. That first step is very explosive.
Larry's got 4. The Redbird lead is a dozen, 22-10. We played 8 minutes first half. Lewis, left point over to Banks. Banks looks inside, feeds the post to Lewis. Lewis, here comes the double. Steps through it, gives to Banks. Right side, open look, Poindexter. Right point, it's off the back of the rim, no good. And Kent the rebound. Now let the Swope. Here comes Indiana State. Pushing into the forecourt, Swope into the paint. Across the lane, Avila lays it up and in with the left hand. Good feed by Swope. Robbie Avila has his first two of the night.
Boy, and that's pretty much their offense. Dribble penetration by their three excellent guards and then dishing one way or the other. That's going to be tough to contain all night for Redbird defense.
22-12, Birds by 10 with the rock. Banks at the right angle. Gives it right to the key. Foster turns it to Avila. Picks up his dribble now back to the basket. Hooks a pass out over to Banks on the right side. Curls off a Foster screen. Fires a three. It's off the right-hand side of the iron. And Kent the rebound. Outlet right to Swope. Swope splits the D, runner with the left hand, got it to go. Isaiah Swope, the team's top scorer, averaging 17.7 per game, and he's got his first two of the night. 22-14.
I'm not going to say anything about the officiating tonight, but that was a travel.
Indiana State, three for their last three. They're on a 6-0 run. Banks on the left side. Takes it to the foul line, guarded by Larry. Right side to Poindexter. He'll penetrate on Swope. Can't get loose. Sends it right side. Now to Lewis, right of the key. He works on Kent. Whip out past Banks. Catches, fires a three on the way, right in front of the horn. Shot doesn't go, and Lewis climbed the back of Kent, who secured the rebound, and Kendall Lewis going to pick up his first foul of the night. So Indiana State's going to have the basketball when we come back. Redbird fans, the Small Business Game Changer Contest is presented by the McLean County Chamber of Commerce. One local business will have a chance to win a $5,000 marketing package with Illinois State Athletics. Visit McLeanCountyCOChamber.org for more details. 10:24 to go, opening half here in the Holman Center in Terre Haute. Tanner McDonald scoreboard. It's the Birds 22 and 23rd ranked Indiana State 14. Back in a moment. This is Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Westside Smoke is now part of Blono Pizza Kill. The Westside Smoke menu is available every Saturday and anytime for catering options featuring whole pork ribs, smoked wings, and all of your favorite sides, including bacon, mac and cheese, and baked beans. That's Westside Smoke every Saturday at Blono Pizza Co. on Cross Creek Drive in Normal. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews, back live courtside. Aaron Terre Haute, Blake Oz is back at our network studios in Bloomington. 10:24 to go, open in half. And Ryan Peden and the Illinois State Redbirds off of the early 22-14 lead on 23rd-ranked Indiana State. Birds go to the bench, as do the Sycamores for the first time tonight. Luke Kazuki and Chase Walker come into the fray, and they replace Miles Foster and Dalton Banks. So the Birds now with Lewis, Poindexter, Kinzinger, Kazuki, and Chase Walker, the five on the floor. Jake Wolf, a 6'5 redshirt senior transfer out of Moorhead State, enters the game along with Mason Miller for Indiana State. Conwell on the right side. Hooks a pass out of Vila. Stands right point, right corner, Conwell. Triggers a three, it's off the mark, too strong, and the rebound collected on the weak side by Kendall Lewis of the Birds. Kinzinger crosses over, drives out of Wolf, lost his footing, and they call him for steps. Contact, but no foul called, and they call Johnny for steps, and the Birds turn it over for the first time tonight with 9:59 to go in this opening half. 22-14, Redbird lead is 8. Jake Wolf into the offensive end. Has it out front, drives on Kinzinger. Wheels into the lane, plays it up. Xavier Bledson. Now Conwell out front. Back over to Bledson, hooks a pass to Avila. Avila on the drive against Walker. Conwell spots up a long three. It's off the front of the tin, no good. And another rebound collected by Kendall Lewis. Indiana State 0-for-8 for beyond the arc so far. Kinzinger, he's open straight on. 3-0 but net for Johnny. Johnny was not feeling well prior to the ball game, and he has 11 of the Redbirds 25 here in the opening half. The Birds are back up by 11, 25-14. Conwell right of the key, up top Bledson. Head and shoulder fake, drives on Kazuki. Tried to spoon feed it to Avila on the left block, but Chase Walker stepped in front and came away with the steal. Outlet over to Johnny. Birds into the forecourt, they lead it by 11. Kinzinger, left side of the key, whip out pass, finds Poindexter at the right point. He'll put the ball on the deck, drive in on Miller into the paint. High post feed now Walker. Walker bodies up on Avila, wheels into the lane, up with a left hand, rimming no, and Avila secures the rebound for Indiana State. Here comes Wolf. Cross-court pass over to Bledson. Now Avila, touch out front. Picks up his dribble, holds it at his chest, gives to Bledson the left angle. Bledson thought about a three. Now dumps left elbow. Wolf, they try to shoot it down into the post, but it was broken up by the Birds. I believe Kendall Lewis got the hand on it, and Illinois State once again with a turnover. Forced against Indiana State. That's the Sycamores' fifth of the night. Kinzinger tried to drive right side. Couldn't get it to go, but he was hacked at his way in. And Johnny now will go to the line for a pair of foul shots.
Boy, Johnny is looking to score tonight, which is kind of unusual. Usually he's looking to pass first. Tonight he's looking for his shot. Man, he's been effective so far.
He had 11 points. 3 rebounds on 4 of 9 shooting Saturday in that loss to SIU. And he hit some big shots there, too. Goes to the line, foul line left, and he missed the first. He's 85% on the year, was 3 of 3 on Saturday. Ty Pence is going to come in for Illinois State. He's going to replace Kendall Lewis. One more to come for Johnny, who's 5 of 5 from the floor tonight. Game high 11 points so far. Foster has 8. Second free throw by Johnny is good. So Johnny's got a dozen. He's going to take a seat, get a quick blow. Dalton Banks comes in to replace Sims. The Birds with Kazupke, Walker, Pence, Banks, Poindexter. Indiana State the basketball. Birds lead it by 12. Conwell a 3 out front. No good. Wolf the offensive rebound for the Sycamores. Plays it away to Miller at the left point. Out top, Blitzen. Angles right side, guarded by Kazupke. Now Avila tiptoes the baseline. Had his shot blocked away by Walker. Got it back. A whistle and a foul called on Chase Walker. And Robbie Avila will have a pair of foul shots to come when we come back. Timeout on the floor. Redbird basketball brought to you as always by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And remember, fans, please drink responsibly. 7:46 to go. Open in half here in Terre Haute at a McDonald's scoreboard. The Redbirds 26, 23rd ranked Indiana State 14. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Redbird fans help current Illinois State student athletes continue their long legacy of athletic excellence by providing financial support to Empower the Nest, Illinois State Student Athlete Collective. To learn more on how to make your tax-deductible gift today or how to support the men's basketball program through the Center Core Club, send an email to mail at empowerthenest.com. 7:46 to go before halftime here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. And Ryan Beaton and the Illinois State Redbirds off the 26-14 lead on Illinois State, Indiana State.
And Fitz, you gave me kind of a funny look when I was going through my game keys when I said we needed to hold Indiana State under 40%. So far tonight, they're 7 of 19, which is a crisp 37%. Illinois State, 12 of 21, 57%. I like the sound of those numbers.
A lot better than what has been average for this Indiana State ball club. 51% as a team. They shoot from the floor. Robbie Avila to the line, who is fouled by Chase Walker, which prompted our most recent media timeout. Avila 79% from the stripe this year, and he makes good on both. Avila's got 4, and the Redbird lead is 10. 26-16, 7:42 to go first half. Here's Banks right of the key. Plays it away to Poindexter. Steps into a 3 right wing. Off the mark, no good. Conwell the rebound for Indiana State. Outlet right to Bledson. Back to Conwell. Top side. Left flank to Wolf. He'll penetrate down the lane all the way to the rim. Kissed it home with the right-handed scoop shot. Got an edge on Kazupke. Wolf has his first two. Indiana State back within 8. 26-18. Foster inside the arc, head and shoulder fake, drives on Avila, right of the key, stops at the baseline. Kicks it above the arc, Poindexter refeeds the post. Foster goes to work, up top, Poindexter fires a 3 off back iron, a miss. Birds now 1 of 8 from beyond the arc. Wolf quickly into the forecourt with a burst of speed. Gives to Conwell, Bledson loads up a 3 left wing off back iron, a miss. And Dalton Banks secures the rebound for the Birds, another Sycamore trip results in one shot and out. Banks passes up an open look. Right sideline over to Pence. Slashes into the lane. Top side to Kazupke. Hook pass over to Banks on the left wing. Guarded by Avila into the left corner. Pence. Lob feed caught by Foster. Works on Bledson toward the baseline. Had the ball stripped by Bledson into the hands of Avila. Here comes Robbie Avila into the forecourt. Gives to Wolf topside. Penetrates. Foul line in the paint. Can't get loose. Foster closed on him. Ball knocked away by Poindexter out of bounds. It'll stay with Indiana State. Malachi checks out. Johnny Kinzinger comes back in to replace him. Kent, Swope, and Larry return for Indiana State as Miller, Conwell, and Avila take a seat. Birds now with Banks, Kinzinger, Kazupke, Pence, and Foster, the 5 on the floor. Indiana State the basketball, 20 in the timer, 6-10 to play first half. Redbird lead is 8, 26-18. Kent to the left point. Now Bledson has it topside inside the arc. Drives on Kinzinger, left of the key, spins toward the baseline. Shuffles off over to Kent. He battles with Kazupke, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Indiana State. And the Sycamores will inbound with 4 on the timer.
Yeah, Illinois State with really a small lineup on the floor. Almost 4 guards, if you will.
Foster the tallest at 6'7". Wolf inbound baseline right. Gets it in right corner. Bledson. Bodies up on Kazupke. 2 seconds. 1. Lays it up. Shot doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is called against Illinois State just prior to the shot clock horn. And they're going to get a foul on Miles Foster.
They're going to take a look at it, though. I think the shot clock horn may have gone off while that ball was still in his hand.
So Foster, as of now, is whistled for the foul, and they will head over just down to our left to take a look at this. This review brought to you, as always, by the Dodds Law Office. As we go to the monitor to review the call on the court, give a call to the Dodds Law Office for a review of your injury case today. The Dodds Law Office, 309-829-9300, working hard to tip the scales of justice in your favor. And they're going to say the foul did occur before the shot clock expired, so it's going to result in a pair of foul shots for Indiana State as the Birds, after that red-hot start, have knocked down just one of their last 7 from the floor. So Xavier Bledson, a 6'6 redshirt senior out of Gainesville, Georgia. He's a transfer to Lincoln Memorial, where he played for Josh Schertz. Goes to the line. He's 83% on the year. Indiana State, a Valley best 78% clip as a team from the stripe this year. Bledson makes the first. Kazupke checks out. Kendall Lewis comes back in to replace him. So one more to come for Xavier Bledson, who had 2 points, 2 assists, but turned it over 4 times in 13 minutes off the bench on Saturday down in Springfield, Missouri. Second one of the way. Good. So Bledson makes both foul shots. Pulls Indiana State back within 6. 26-20, the Birds by 6 with the rock. 5:43 to go, first half here in Terre Haute. Banks handles a dribble, guarded by Kent, to bounce left of the key for Lewis. Here comes a double. Lewis passes out. Pence down the lane. Missed the layup attempt. Lewis got the offensive rebound, hooks it up with the right hand and scores. Right in front of the tank, Kendall Lewis, a big offensive rebound when the Birds needed it. He has 4, and the Redbird lead is back to 8. Wolf curls to the foul line. 2 hands a pass. Bledson loads up a 3, left point. Rimming, no. Great block out by Pence, and the rebound falls into the hands of Lewis. Kinzinger, lob feed, telegraph pass, stolen away by Wolf. Wolf back the other way, left to right. He'll circle back above the arc. Here's Swope, splits the defense, slashes into the lane, finds Larry out high, spin move down the lane, teardrop off the window and in. For Julian Larry, he's down 6. Redbird turnover leads the points at the other end for the Sycamores. And the Illinois State lead is cut to 6. 28-22, 4:42 for the first half. Lewis passes left flank over to Banks. Top side to Foster. Send it right side to Pence. Refeeds Lewis out high. Left perimeter, Kinzinger. Now Foster to the foul line. Drives on Bledson. Kicks it right corner. Banks let a defender fly by. Steps up. 18-foot jumper. Rims out. Wolf the weak side rebound for Indiana State. Odlett left over to Bledson. Swope now tees up a 3. Left point. Off back iron to miss. Rebound caroms all the way out to the 3-point line. Larry picks it up, fires a 3, it's short, and Kendall Lewis collars the carom for the Birds with 4:04 to play first half. Banks into the offensive end for Illinois State. 28-22, Birds by 6. Here's Banks guarded by Wolf, left corner to Pence. Refeeds Banks into the post, they go Foster, whip out pass, Pence will tee up a 3, halfway down the cylinder, it popped out, and the rebound on the weak side to Kent. Up ahead, Swope, Bledson, right corner, Larry. Back to Bledson, right point 3, off back iron, a miss. And Banks the long carom for the Birds. Runs it forward court, 3:34 to play first half. Into the post they go, Foster, low left layup, good with a left hand. Miles Foster has 10, 17th time Foster's been in double figures, and he's done so now in 8 straight, and the Birds are back up by 8. 30-22, 3:17 to play before halftime. We're due a media timeout. Next dead ball. Wolf foul on extended right to Bledsoe. He draws Foster defensively. Two hands a pass. Left side swoops. Splits the D into the paint. Whistle. Blocking foul called. It's going to go against Illinois State. And the Sycamores will have it when we come back as Kendall Lewis picks up his second foul here in the opening half for Illinois State. Redbird fans, download the McDonald's app to start earning free food and great game day deals on all your faves in the app. You can also order ahead and save time in line. Download the McDonald's app today. McDonald's, a proud partner of Redbird basketball. 3:04 to go first half here in Terre Haute. On a McDonald's scoreboard, it's the Birds 30, 23rd ranked Indiana State 22. Back in a moment, this is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Thank you very much, Blake. Redbird fans looking for a place to unwind before or after the game, head on over to Rob Dobbs. 801 North Hoosie Road in Bloomington. Rob Dobbs has something for everyone. From traditional comfort food to the best steaks in town, for the premier dining experience in the Twin Cities, visit Rob Dobbs, a proud partner of Redbird Athletics. 3:04 to play, first half here in Terre Haute. The Birds with an 8-point lead on 23rd-ranked Indiana State. Mike Matthews, this ball game has had a lot of scoring so far, but all of it has been in the paint. Neither ball club having any luck from beyond the arc.
They really are. Good ball movement by Illinois State's resulted in their 14 of 28 field goal shooting, but only one of nine behind the arc. So, Fitz, you do the math. What does that make them?
Birds are 13 of 19 inside the arc.
There you go.
Indiana State's 9 of 12 inside the arc. They've misfired on their first 14 triple tries. Indiana State the basketball. After the timeout, Swope left of the key, and he walked for the basketball. Birds applied the D down low and forced Swope into the turnover. That is the sixth turnover here in the opening half for the Sycamores, and they average just 12 per game. 3-minute mark of this first half. The Redbird lead is 8, 30-22. Indiana State extends the pressure to the backcourt. Kinzinger carries it to the offensive end. Johnny, a game-high 12 points so far on this one, a perfect 5 of 5 from the floor. He handles a left-hand dribble out high. Gives to Poindexter. Tries to split the deep. Plays it right side over to Kinzinger. Up top to Walker just inside the arc. Leaves it for Poindexter. Penetrates down the lane. Jump stop right of the key. Kissed it home for Malachi. Points number 3 and 4 for Malachi. And the Bird lead is back to 10. 32-22. 2.5 to play first half. Swope inside the arc straight away. Now between the rings of Ela. Right point, Swope loads up a 3 over Kinzinger, rattles out, rebound, Jason Kent controls and gets it out to Julian Leary. A re-rack the half-court offense, Leary, skip pass, left side. Conwell across the lane over to Kent, back over to Leary, calls for a screen, gets it, hooks a pass out of Vila, catch and shoot 3 over Banks, rattles out, Kent another offensive rebound and finish left of the rim off the window and in.
Yeah, that time Foster was guilty of turning and watching the shot rather than putting his body on Kent, resulted in an easy one for Kent inside.
Kent's got 4 for Indiana State, who is 0 of 16 from distance. The Redbird lead is 8, 32-24. Kinzinger curls off a Walker screen, takes it to the right elbow, plays away Foster. The ball knocked away by Kent, but Foster runs it down near half court. Now Poindexter above the arc right side, fakes a pass, dumps it into Chase Walker. Bodies up on Avila, spins toward the baseline, wheels back into the paint, up and under move, stripped by Avila into the hands of Conwell. Outlet right over to Leary. Right corner, Swope loads up a 3. Got it. Isaiah Swope from downtown. His first 3 of the night. His team high 86. Triple of the campaign. He leads his ball club in makes and takes. He's now 86 of 217. And Ryan Peaton's going to take time with 1:10 to go in this opening half. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as the Redbird lead has been cut to 5, 32-27. Birds have led it by as many as 14 in this first half. And it was a matter of time before Indiana State found the bottom of the net from beyond the arc. They're just 1 of 17, but they're within hunting distance. And boy, oh boy, you want to avoid getting them with any momentum heading into the halftime locker room. Good timeout by Ryan Peaton, I think.
Absolutely. Illinois State's doing a perfect job, though, I think, first half defensively of switching back and forth between the man-to-man and the zone. The only problem is we're getting hurt a little bit on the offensive boards by Indiana State when we're in the zone because guys just turn and watch versus putting a body on somebody. And That'll hurt you, and it has so far. Kent got to put back, and Vila's got to put back. But Illinois State's got to continue to change defenses. Indiana State's really struggled with their recognition.
Indiana State plus three on the glass so far, 18-15 edge. They're 6-2 in the edge in offensive rebounding. Birds the basketball. They lead it by five, 32-27, 107 to play. Banks plays it down low. Foster across the lane over to Walker, streaking in, layup, good, count it, and the foul. That's a big-time play by Walker to hang in the air, absorb the contact, finish left of the rim, and now an opportunity and an old-fashioned three-point play for the rookie out of Columbus, Ohio.
That was a great description, Fitz, but how about the catch? The catch by Foster was very impressive because the pass was a little bit off, inside for Walker. The pass was a little off, and, boy, he did a good job of corralling it.
Walker 76% from the line this year. Left-hander eyes the hoop, fires the free throw, and it's good. So Chase converts the three-point play. Birds now lead it by eight as we crawl under a minute to play first half. Larry, a high ball screen, drives right of the key, cut off on the baseline by Kinzinger. Had the ball knocked away, but Larry got it back. Larry now right of the key, driving in on Kinzinger. Left the layup attempt short. Walker to handle the rebound, but they're going to get Chase for climbing over the back, I believe. Brett Smith blew the whistle, and the foul is on Chase Walker. So Walker's going to pick up his second. Kendall Lewis has two. Team foul number six called against Illinois State. 20 in the timer, 46-6 remain first half. Indiana State to inbound. They get it into Swope. Out between the rings is Larry, around an Avila screen. High step down the lane. They're going to call a hand check against Illinois State. They're going to get Chase Walker. So Walker picks up his third personal foul, the last two of which have come in the last 2.3 seconds. And that's going to bring Luke Kazupke off the Redbird Pine once again, and Chase is going to have to take a seat. So Julian Larry now to the line for Indiana State as the Birds guilty of seven personal fouls. Larry's first free throw is up and in. Seventh point in the first half for Julian Larry. 79% on the year. Larry leads his ball club in seventh in the Valley, 4.1 assists per game. He's also sixth in the league with 38 steals. He makes both free throws that trip. He has eight. The Redbird lead is six. 35-29, 35 seconds of the first half. But a 10-second differential game in the shot clock. Dalton Banks leans into a right hand. Jackhammer dribble out near the time stripe against a crouchy defense of Julian Larry. Shot clock down to 11. Banks plays it left side. Kinzinger curls off a Kazupke screen. Right side over to Poindexter. Head and shoulder fake with four. With three, jump stop, foul line, jumper, Rainey, no. And they're going to say it did not hit the rim. Thought it hit the right-hand side of the 10. But they're going to call a shot clock violation instead. And Indiana State's going to take over with 8-7 remaining here in the opening half.
Yeah, that might be a break for Illinois State because Indiana State was pushing the ball down the floor and had some advantage.
35-29, the Birds by six. Indiana State gets it in. Julian Larry motors forecourt to the foul line, down the lane, all the way to the rim. Left hand, it rolled out, rebounds loose. Kent's got it, fires at the buzzer, no good. Poindexter the rebound. And 20 minutes are in the books here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. And Ryan Piedman, the Illinois State Redbirds, head of the halftime locker room with a 35-29 lead on 23rd-ranked Indiana State. Redbird fans stop by the Barrel House every Monday night to enjoy Burger Basket Monday, a freshly made burger and fries for just $8. They have Trivia Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. and half-price apps every night from 9 p.m. until close. That's the Barrel House, 9 Brickyard Drive in Bloomington, and the official watch party headquarters for Redbird basketball. Our count at the break. Here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute, it's Illinois State 35, Indiana State 29. Halftime reports coming up next. Stay with us. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Back here in inside the home at center in Terre Haute. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews, courtside. Blake Haas back at our network studios in Bloomington. Ryan Peden and the Illinois State Redbirds with a 35-29 lead on the 23rd-ranked Indiana State Sycamores.
Fitz, there's a guy sitting behind me, Indiana State. Gary said, I'm going to bring my son to the game tonight. I want you to see how these college players can really shoot the three. Well, so far the two teams have combined for 28. That's a solid 7%. So he took his kid to the concession stand and said, hey, son, whatever you want, it's on me.
Good time to say games are won and lost in the paint, isn't it?
Yeah. Son, you need to take the ball inside. Yeah. A lot of nights the three isn't going to fall. And that night is tonight.
And luckily for the Birds, facing a Sycamore team that is usually has a dead eye from beyond the arc, but just 1 of 17 tonight. Could be the fact that it's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit in this building here tonight.
I was looking for my mittens in my stocking cabinet. Hopefully Illinois State gets the ball to start the second half and they get off to as quick a start as we did to lead the game off.
Birds break huddle with their initial starting five. It's Poindexter, Banks, and Kinziger in the backcourt. Kendall Lewis and Miles Foster on the front side. Birds the basketball to start things off here in half number two, attacking forecourt right. Indiana State man-to-man. Kinziger tops out around a Foster screen, maneuvers into the lane, pulls up from 10 and hits. Johnny has 14, and the Birds extend the lead to 8, 37-29. Just underway here, second half. Conwell pitches a pass out to Avila. Avila works the left-hand dribble, gives to Conwell, back to Avila, rolls to the hole, dropped the pass, got it back, missed the layup attempt, and a follow tipped out into the hands of Johnny Kinziger, and the Birds come away. 37-29, Birds by 8. 40 seconds gone by, second half here in Terre Haute. Poindexter, high post feed over to Foster, guarded by Avila. Gives to a curling Poindexter. Now bounce mid-post right. Foster goes to work in Avila. Here comes a double. Steps into the lane. Up left hand. Got it to go. Miles Foster with a dozen. And it's 39-29. Birds have scored the first four since the break. Avila, three ball to answer. Right point off the rim. No. Indiana State, 1 of 18 from distance. Kendall Lewis, the rebound. Outlet pass broken up. It hit a referee. Into the hands of Conwell. Leaves it for Kent, who can't finish the layup attempt, and now Conwell misses again point blank. Lewis got the rebound, and Julian Larry picked his pocket. And down is Jason Kent underneath the rim, and they're going to call an official's timeout so they can take a look at Jason Kent, who is slow getting up.
Well, what they're booing is the officiating. There is a tremendous amount of contact in the last 30 seconds and no whistle. And
what probably would have been a turnover for Illinois State is their outlet pass hit the official on the near side. Would have gone out of bounds into the Indiana State bench.
So, very interesting first minute and a half.
So both ball clubs going to the respective benches. We'll keep it right here with 18:35 to play in this second half. Birds outscoring Indiana State 4-love. Here to start the second session. Illinois State University's total cost is in the lower half of all Illinois public universities. Plus 8 in 10 students receive financial aid and 1 in 3 graduates with no debts. Learn more about our incredible return on investment at illinoisstate.edu/scorecard. So Jason Kent comes off the floor. Looks like Xavier Bledson is going to come in and replace him in Josh Schertz's lineup. Birds stay with their five of Foster, Lewis, Poindexter, Banks, and Kinziger. And I had a feeling they were going to come over the monitor and double check to make sure.
Why did it take him 2 minutes to decide that?
Thought you were all done talking about officials. That's a fair question. It is. It will.
What were they doing?
I'll get off of you. I don't know what the conversation was about otherwise.
Okay. All right.
But this review, once again, brought to you by the Dodds Law Office as we go to the monitor to review the call in the court. Give a call to the Dodds Law Office for a review of your injury case today. The Dodds Law Office, 309-829-9300. The Dodds Law Office, working hard to tip the scales of justice in your favor.
How will this crowd react if they call a flagrant one against Indiana State?
They say absolutely nothing occurred, nothing to see here. So,
I think we are set.
And
there was a frenzy for a minute that nothing was seen, so let's play on.
So it is Bledson who comes in. Indiana State with Avila, Conwell, Swope, Julian Larry, and Xavier Bledson. And now Brett Smith comes over. And I think they had to mark that Xavier Bledson did check in. And just as Indiana State was about to trigger in, now we have a stoppage, and I believe it has to do with the shot clock. Shot clock is now at 29. It was standing at 19. So now I think we're finally ready for basketball. Conwell penetrates on the right side, drives on Poindexter, can't get loose. Up top, they go to Bledson. A bounce on the right wing. Here's Conwell turning the corner on Poindexter. A whistle and a blocking foul called on Malachi. And folks, I hate to say it, but buckle up. This is going to be a whistle fest down the stretch. Wasn't negative. Conwell inbounds, gives to Avila. Foul line. Bledson rises a 15-footer. It crawls out. And the rebound secured by Kendall Lewis. Kinzinger into the forecourt for the Birds, who lead it by 10. 18-11 to play second half. Lewis looks right, passes right to Banks. Feeds Lewis, catches low right on the baseline. Backs in on Bledson, up right hand. Remy, no. Lewis got the offensive rebound. Feeds Foster. Spoon feeds Lewis with a shot rejected by Avila, low left. Avila comes away up ahead. Conwell scoops it out. Left corner, Julian Larry. Three ball, no good. Avila back tapped the rebound. They're going to call Robbie Avila for going over the back of Kendall Lewis. For Avila, that's going to be his first foul of the night. First team foul on Indiana State this half. And Illinois State takes over with 17:49 to go, second half, and a 10-point lead, 39-29. Dalton Banks gallops into the offensive end. Across the timeline, guarded by Julian Larry. Plays it right side with a two-hand pass to Poindexter. And he stepped on the end zone right in front of the Redbird bench as Swope applied the D. Brett Smith said he stepped on the sideline, and the Birds give it back over to Indiana State. Ryan Peden pleading his case to no avail as Indiana State's going to take over. Julian Larry inbounds, gives to Isaiah Swope, the transfer out of Southern Indiana University. Hooks a pass out of Vila. No look pass. Julian Larry, low right, missed the layup. A 10-point blanket rolled out. Illinois State into the forecourt. Dalton Banks in his pocket, picked by Larry. Larry motors forecourt to the rim with the left hand. This time he hits it. A swipe and a layup at the other end for Julian Larry. He has 10. 39-31. The Redbird lead is 8. Illinois State's turned it over 3 times in the last 98 seconds. Kinzinger left of the key, bobbled the dribble, got it back. Ball's loose in the deck. Avila ripped it clean. Ball's loose once again. Diving forward as Conwell calls timeout and takes over possession.
I'll tell you what, the three guys with the uniforms that match have kind of lost control here the first 3.5 minutes.
And they're going to call a foul on Kendall Lewis in that scrum for the loose ball. So Kendall Lewis picks up the foul. That is his third.
That hurts.
Darn right it hurts. Lewis has 3. Chase Walker has 3. Miles Foster has 1. 39-31, 8-point lead for the Birds. Indiana State the basketball, attacking forecourt left. Larry around the screen, top side, left side to Conwell. High post feed over to Bledson. Got Banks to live his feet, refeeds Conwell. 3 ball left point over Kendall Lewis, and he got it. Ryan Conwell for downtown. He has 7. He's second in the ball club with 66 made threes. And they come to their feet here inside the Holman Center as Ryan Peden takes time with 16:29 to go, second half. Fans, for over 60 years, Illinois State Credit Union has proudly served the Bloomington Normal community. For all your financial needs, give them a call today. 309-451-8400. Or visit them online at itsmycu.org. 16:29 to go, second half here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. Our count to the McDonald's scoreboard. Redbirds 39, 23rd ranked Indiana State 34. Back in a moment. This is Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Fans, don't forget, following the conclusion of our game tonight, we'll select our Paul Davis Restoration Difference Maker of the Game. Redbird fans, your property is damaged. Paul Davis of Central Illinois is here to answer the call and provide instant cleanup services. Whether it's fire, flood, mold, or storm, you can contact Paul Davis of Central Illinois 24-7 and talk to a real person to start the cleanup process. Give them a call today at 309-828-1199 or visit centralillinoisrestoration.com. 39-34, Illinois State, a five-point lead, 16:31 to go, second half here in Terre Haute. The Birds have not scored for the last 2 minutes and 32 seconds. More importantly, they've turned it over four times during that two-and-a-half-minute span. Birds the basketball after the timeout. Poindexter gives a right corner. Kazupke with a left-hand dribble takes it to the right point. Now hooks a pass out between the rings. Poindexter into the right corner. Banks fires a three. Too strong. Back tapped into the hands of Foster. Power dribble up left hand over Avila. Good. Count it. And the foul for Miles Foster. So the Birds' scoreless streak goes away. Foster has 14 and look to make it 15, foul line right. Xavier Bledson picks up the personal foul for Indiana State. That's his second of the night. So Miles Foster back to the line for the Birds. He is 7 of 10 from the floor tonight, 14 points. Johnny Kinzinger has 14 on 6 of 6 shooting. Miles. So much improved from the stripe, 62% on the year, and he bags the free throw. Foster with 15, that's game-high honors, and the Redbirds extend the lead to 42-34. He played 4 minutes here in the second half. Julian Larry down the left-hand side of the lane, kissed it home.
Boy, I tell you what, he is very effective putting the ball on the floor, either left hand, right hand. He takes it in there, and he takes it in there quick.
I talk about quick twitch muscles. Woo. Julian Larry has them. 42-36. Redbird lead is 6. With the rock, attacking fourth quarter right. Banks sidewinds on the dribble. Now turns the corner and goes to the rim with the right hand. That's a great take by Dalton Banks. Points number 3 and 4. For the transfer out of SIU, Birds regain an 8-point lead. 15-22. Here's Larry. Trying a no-look pass. Deflected away. Ball's loose. Into the hands of Swope. Up top, Conwell fires a three, and he got it. Just kind of a broken play. Ball resulted in the hands of Ryan Conwell, who knocks down a three ball. 44-39, Indiana State within 5. 15-minute mark of this second half. Here's Foster left of the key. Across the lane to Kazuki. Runs out of real estate. Gets it to Foster again. Foster works left of the key. Here comes a double and a reach-in foul called. Conwell and Avila had converged, and they're going to get a foul on Ryan Conwell, the 6'4 sophomore transfer out of South Florida.
Yeah, it's probably a break for Illinois State. I thought Kazupke not only stepped on the baseline, I thought he stepped on the baseline with both feet.
Redbird basketball brought to you by State Farm. Just say it like a good neighbor. State Farm is there, and someone will be ready to help. 14:50 to go, second half here in Terre Haute. Our counts on the McDonald's scoreboard. Illinois State, a 44-39 lead on 23rd-ranked Indiana State. Back in a moment, this is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
We all have a mission in life. For some, it's sinking that game-winning shot. For others, it's cheering for your team from the sidelines. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for the Bloomington Normal community to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission, we're here to support it so you can get back to the court, the field, or the stands. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Believe it or not, most folks think that farms in Illinois are run by big, faceless corporations. Truth is, 96% of the farms are actually owned and operated by families. Yep, 96%. And we're 100% committed to bringing you the most sustainably grown, healthiest food anywhere. Illinois Family Farmers. We are the 96%. Learn more at wearethe96.org.
Redbird fans, Crumble Cookies inside the Shop College Hills is now offering new party packages for classrooms, birthdays, and weddings. Don't forget to follow The Normal Crumble on Instagram at Crumbling in Blono. That's Crumble Cookies, creating meaningful moments inside the shops and college hills. Alongside Mike Matthews, I'm John Fitzgerald. Blake House is back in our network studios in Bloomington. 14:50 to go. Second half here in Terre Haute. And the Redbird lead is 5 over the 23rd-ranked Indiana State Sycamores. Birds the basketball after the timeout. Illinois State breaks huddle with Banks, Kinzinger, Foster, Poindexter, and Kazupke. 20 on the timer. Banks to play it in. Baseline left. Gets it into Foster. Holds the ball over his head. Guarded by Avila. Left of the key. Now picks it up. Foul line left. Finds Banks to the left hash mark. Comes out between the circles against the crouching defense of Isaiah Swope. Shot clock down to 7. Banks, mid-post right, into Foster, half-hook left hand, rattles out, and Avila, the rebound for Indiana State. Outlet right, quickly into forecourt, Larry, to Swope, left point, 3 off the rim, no. Miles Foster collars the carom for the Birds. That's rebound number 7 for Foster on the night. Here's Kinzinger out high, works right around a Foster screen, a whistle and a foul called. And they're going to get a foul on Jake Wolf trying to fight his way through a Miles Foster screen set at the top of the key. So Wolf picks up the personal foul for Indiana State. It's his first of the night, team foul number 4 called against Indiana State. So the Birds with 21 on the timer, inbound, 14:15 to play. Second half, they lead it by 5. Outside left is Banks. Out front, now to Poindexter. He'll drive. High dribble on Conwell, into the paint, step back, 5-footer, left the cast short, off the front of the 10, Conwell the rebound. Into the forecourt, Swope, passed up an open look, left corner, Wolf, he'll load it up and knock it down. Jake Wolf from downtown, just 2 of 7 from beyond the arc coming into play today, his third 3 of the year. He has 5 off the bench, and Indiana State's back within 2, 44-42, 13:41 to play. Here's Banks, penetrates right angle, off the window and in. Boy, when the Birds have needed the bucket to end the momentum, Banks has done it a couple times on the dribble drive.
Yeah, he's really taken advantage of Conwell, who's quite a bit bigger.
Avila head and shoulder fake on Foster out front. A bounce pass over to Julian Larry, lost a handle, but they're going to say last touch by Miles Foster. Kendall Lewis going to come in for the Birds. And Malachi Poindexter will take a seat. 13:22 mark of this second half. 46-42, Illinois State by 4. Sycamores the basketball. 17 on the shot clock for Indiana State. And lob it all the way in the backcourt. Run down by Julian Larry. Larry back over the 10-second line. He'll orchestrate the offense. Guarded by Kinzinger. Rolls left off an Avila ball screen. Now directs traffic. They switch on him. Drives on Foster all the way to the 10 with the left hand. He got it to go. Larry now with 14 points on the night. And Indiana State once again back with the deuce. We crawl under 13 minutes for the second half. Banks crosses over on Larry top side. Not a Lewis. Plays it away right side. Kinzinger. Lob feed caught by Lewis low right. Cross the lane to his streaking Kazupke, and he left the layup attempt short in front of the rim. Avila the rebound. Up ahead, Larry runs into the backpedaling defense of Kazupke, who gets whistled for the foul. Luke picks up the foul, his first of the night, team foul number 4, called against Illinois State here on the second half. Point blank range, just didn't have enough oomph on it. And Indiana State takes over here, 27 on the timer, 12:42 to play second half.
Yeah, I think Luke thought he was going to get more resistance at the goal than he got.
Swope, 3 ball left point, a little bit too heavy in the weak side, rebound to Kendall Lewis of the Birds.
Redbird lead is 2, 46-44, 12:30 to play, second half. Indiana State charging on. They've hit 6 of their last 8. Johnny handles the dribble. Outside right is Foster, right of the key, turns on Avila, puts the ball on the deck. Here comes the double into the paint, left corner, Banks. Relocates, plays it away. Kinzinger loads up a 3, right point. It rattles out to the rebound, back tap. Out to Isaiah Swope. Lead feed up ahead, Conwell. Transition 3 over Banks off back iron, a miss, and Foster the rebound for the Birds.
Yeah, not a good shot at all for Indiana State. They had some momentum going, and that shot really was not on balance.
Indiana State is 4 for 24 from beyond the arc. Banks slides left of the circle, directing traffic. He's matched up with Wolf. Terminates a dribble, gives to Foster inside the arc out front. He works on Swope. Backs him into the lane. Here comes a double whistle and a blocking foul called. I believe that's going to be on the backpedaling defense of Isaiah Swope. It is. And for Swope, that's going to be his first personal foul of the night. And team foul number 4 called against Indiana State. Check that. Indiana State's 5th foul here in the second half. Redbird basketball brought to you by Bloomington Meats for the best selection at best prices. Make the drive over to 2401 Bun Street for Bloomington Meats, the best meat on Bun Street, and proud partners of Redbird basketball. Timeouts on the floor. We'll step out. 11:36 to go. Second half here in Terre Haute. Our count on the McDonald's scoreboard. Illinois State 46, Indiana State 44. Back in a moment. This is Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. The Heller Stores are just a short drive away for the best vehicle selection, best prices, and best service. Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac. Shop them online today at hellerstores.com. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews, back live courtside here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. Blake House back at the Network Studios in Bloomington, 11:39 to go, second half. And the Redbird lead is 2 over the 23rd-ranked team in the land. It's the Birds 46, Indiana State 44. Indiana State has never led in this one. Redbird basketball after the timeout. Dalton Banks to play it in. Baseline right, 20 in the timer. Gets it into Foster. Refeeds Banks in the right corner. Trace the arc out front, guarded by Larry. Gets a screen from Foster. Takes it down the right-hand side of the lane. Runs out of real estate. Plays it away. Foster. Foul line jumper. Rattles out. Lewis ended up on the floor. And a whistle and foul called against Jake Wolf. That's going to be his second. Trying to keep Kendall Lewis off the offensive glass. And the Birds will retain possession now. 11:25 to go in this second half. 20 on the timer.
People are starting to get a little restless inside the Holman Center. A lot of basketball left.
Birds inbound to Kinzinger. Kendall Lewis on the floor with 3 personal fouls. Kinzinger to the elbow. Hangs in the air. Fires from 15 and hits. Johnny has 16 points. It's a new career high for the freshman out of DePere, Wisconsin. And the Birds are back out in front by 4, 48-44. Here's a 3 ball out of the hands by Swope, and he rattles it home out front. Isaiah Swope has his 8th point of the night. Second 3 ball, his 87th of the year, and it pulls Indiana State back within 1, 48-47. Johnny right side. The foul line into the paint, kicks it left side, Banks relocates, thought about a 3, plays it away between the circles, Kinzinger, he'll take it to the foul line, down the lane, kick it right side, Kazupke runs it down to the hash mark, out to Banks with 3, with 2, down the lane to the rim, layup, got it to go, and do we have a whistle and a foul as well? They're going to get Avila with a personal foul.
Not a very popular call here at Holman Center.
The basket, no good. Avila picks up the foul. And for Robbie Avila, that is going to be his 2nd of the night. Team foul number 7. Banks to the line. He's got 2. First free throw by Dalton. Rims out. Birds 3 of 5 from the stripe tonight. Banks 60% on the year. He's got 6 points tonight. Foster checks out. Walker in. So both Lewis and Walker on the floor with 3 personal fouls apiece. One more to come for Banks. Eyes the hoop, free throw, off back iron, a miss. Wolf the rebound. Banks missed them both. Redbirds a one-point lead, and it's tenuous. 48-47, 10:23 to go. Avila, three ball for the lead. Out right side, off back rim, no. Rebound run down, and Kinzinger's going to just let it carry him out of bounds into the Indiana State bench, and the Birds take over. The Sycamores, 5-for-26 from beyond the arc tonight. The Birds just 1-of-11. Illinois State leads it by one. Kinzinger being hounded by Swope out high. Angles left behind the back of the dribble. Curls off a Walker screen. Foul line jumper off back iron to miss. Chase Walker, the offensive rebound. Kicks it out over to Kinzinger. Kazupke penetrates right baseline. Tried to skip pass, hit the underside of the rim. Got it to Lewis, who fed it to Walker. A whistle and a jump ball is called. Walker on the bounce feed, tied up by Swope, and the possession arrow is going to favor Indiana State.
Kazupke's pass hit the underside of the goal. I've never seen that very often.
You have now.
Seen a lot of things this year that I've never seen before.
Poindexter's going to check in for Illinois State. And he's going to get Dalton Banks. So the Birds now with Kazupke, Poindexter, Kinzinger, Walker, and Lewis. Keep in mind, Lewis and Walker both on the floor with three personal fouls. 9:48 to go. The Birds a one-point lead on number 23, Indiana State. Julian Larry works the dribble. Stops, foul line extended right. Now Avila drives on Walker. Plays it left side over to Swope. Swope crossing over on Poindexter. And he's going to go to the goal off a nice feed from Avila. And Swope lays it up and in. Swope in double figures with 10 for the 23rd time this year. And Indiana State has their first lead of the night. 49-48 with 9:19 to go second half. Kazuki on the right point. Up top, Walker. Poindexter. Trying to get loose on Wolf. Spins in the lane. Passed it left side. Kinzinger, but out of his outstretched hands, out of bounds. And the Birds turn it back over to Indiana State. Dalton Banks quickly off the Redbird Pine. He's going to check in for Malachi. 11th turnover of the night committed by the Birds. Six this half. Birds have been scoreless in the last 2-11. As Indiana State has their first lead of the night, 49-48. Running toward the 9-minute mark here in the second half. Larry got away with a walk out front of Vila. Drives on Walker, right side Swope. Feeling it, fires a three, in and out. And the rebound to Kendall Lewis of the Birds.
And I've been very surprised the last few times down by Indiana State's shot selection. Has not been good.
Lewis now with 11 rebounds of the night. Kinzinger. Circuitous route to the hoop. Gives it for Walker, blocked away by Conwell. Walker got it back, put it off the window and in. What's the call?
They call for traveling?
They're going to wave off the basket. Walker's going to check out. Foster comes in to replace him.
Had to call travel. I don't know what else could have been called.
They couldn't have called 3 seconds, could they have? So Indiana State is still with the lead. The shot clock is well off kilter.
It still should be 49-48, Indiana State. They put up the 2 points, so.
So they did, at least momentarily, give the lead back to Illinois State. Now they take off the 2 points. So now I think they have it all sorted out at the scorer's table off to our left. Chase Walker on what seemed like an offensive rebound and putback to give the Birds a lead. Once again, it was wiped off the board. Conwell, left of the key. Out front to Wolf, thought about a three. Feeds Conwell, left point, three over Kinzinger off the mark. No good. Foster the rebound for the Birds. Illinois State in the offensive end. Banks left of the key. Gives to Foster, topside. Head and shoulder fake and a whistle and a foul called. And it's going to be against Jake Wolf. That's going to be his third of the night, and he is having a really tough time battling down low with Kendall Lewis.
Yeah, he really is. That's a really a mismatch that Illinois State can take advantage of. Wolf's quite a bit smaller.
So that's team foul number 8. It's called against Indiana State this half. Birds have only been whistled for 3 so far. So Kendall Lewis to the line, foul line right. First trip to the line tonight. First free throw rattles out. The Birds have missed three consecutive free throws, and they trail by one, 49-48. 8 minute mark of the second half. Wolf step back, wide open three, left point. It's off the mark, and Dalton Banks elevates for the rebound for the Birds. He'll come up the left sideline. Takes it toward the top of the key. Left wing to Kinzinger. Now to Lewis in the corner. Back to Kinzinger. Loads up a three. Rattles and falls. And the Birds are back out in front. 51-49. Johnny Kinzinger from downtown adds to his career high. He's got 19. 7:33 for the game. Birds by two. Here's Larry spinning into the lane. Up top of Vila. Three to answer. Rimming no. Lewis the rebound for the Birds. He has a dozen caroms tonight. And Indiana State really relying on the three ball. Here's Foster against Avila, right of the key, whip out pass, Kazupki catch and shoot, three, got it! Birds with back-to-back threes, and they lead it by five, 54-49. Luke Kazupki from downtown, he was four for his last 22 from beyond the arc, and his first three attempt tonight finds the bottom of the net, and it was a big one. The Birds now a five-point lead, 54-49. Timeout on the floor with 7:12 to go. Second half, we'll step out. Our count from the McDonald's scoreboard. Illinois State 54, 23rd ranked Indiana State 49. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball in the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Thank you, Blake. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM College Sports Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial today at SiriusXM.us/College Sports Radio 2023. 7:13 to go, second half here on a Tuesday night in Terre Haute. And Ryan Peden and the Illinois State Redbirds with a 54-49 lead on 23rd-ranked Indiana State. The Sycamores, who shoot it at a 39% clip for beyond the arc, ninth best in the nation, and Thompson the Valley are a mere 17%, and it's not for a lack of trying tonight. They're 5 of 30 from distance.
Yeah, their shot selection the last two or three minutes has not been very good at all, but you know, credit Illinois State with their changing defenses.
Birds break huddle with Banks, Kinzinger, Kazupki, Foster, and Lewis. Indiana State the basketball. Right corner, three out of the hands of Isaiah Swope, around and down. He knocked it down over Dalton Banks. Swope has a baker's dozen, and Indiana State, just like that, is back within two. 54-52. Birds attack in four quarter right. Kinzinger works the dribble out high. He's got a game high 19. Right side to Kazuki. Two hands of pass. Kinzinger drives on Larry. Cut off left of the key. A flip for Banks. Banks down the lane. Across the lane. Low left. Foster snuck in. Put it off the window and in.
Boy, what a great assist by Banks.
Miles Foster has 17. Birds back up by four. 56-52. 6:24 to go. Left side Swope. A bounce. Bledson on the baseline. Plays it back out to Swope. Three ball over Lewis. Got it again. Isaiah Swope has 16. That's his fourth tray of the night. 14 times this year, he's hit four or more trays. He had eight against Belmont earlier this year, and the most recent one brings Indiana State back within one. Banks at the other end. Three ball went halfway down the cylinder. It popped out. Indiana State the rebound. Sycamores trail by one. Swope a three again, this time woefully short, and Kinzinger the rebound. Lead feed for court. Kazupki catching, drives in on Bledson to the rim with the right hand. Got it. Great feed from about 80 feet away. Kinzinger to find a streaking Kazupki. He's got five. And the Birds are back up by three, 58-55. 5:29 to go. Conwell, open look three, straight on. Remy no. Foster the rebound. Indiana State, 7 for 34 from beyond the arc. They've only taken 59 total shots. Foster left side, over to Banks. Banks turns the corner on the baseline, kicks it right corner, Kazuki catch and shoot, three, no, but he was fouled. Knocked down right in front of the Redbird bench, and Luke Kazuki will go to the line for three foul shots, foul on right, looking to extend this three-point Redbird lead.
Well, Illinois State's going to need to knock down some free throws. They've missed their last three, I believe, trips to the line. They need to start knocking them down. I'd like to see Luke knock down all three of these.
Birds are just 3 of 7 from the stripe tonight. This is Luke's first trip to the line in a few games. He's 84% on the year. The first free throw rattles out. Luke with 5 points on 2 of 3 shooting. 17 minutes so far tonight. Birds now 3 of 8 from the stripe. One more to come. Got that. I'm sorry. He's got one more still. So he's 1 of 2. Third one still to come. Kazuki with 6. Redbird lead is 4. 59-55. Free throw on the way. Got it. Luke's got 7. The Redbird lead is 5. 60-55. We crawl toward the 5-minute mark here in the second half. Conwell left sideline. Works around a Bledson screen to the foul line. Up top of Vila. Passes up on an open look for 3. Gives to Conwell. Left sideline, Bledson. 2 ends of pass. Left corner, Larry. Cross court. Over to Swope. And they're going to say he stepped on the inline before making his move on the right baseline. So Indiana State turns it back over to the Birds. Just their 7th turnover of the night. And Illinois State now with a 5-point lead. And the basketball with 4:46 to go, second half.
Fitz, were kind of complaining about Indiana State's shot selection. Since Jason Kent went out with an injury, they haven't had much of an inside game at all.
Kent at 6'8", former high school teammate of Vila's. Birds have it. Foster left of the key, now goes down the lane in the paint. 9 to shoot, up front they go between the rings. Kinzinger puts the ball on the deck, drives through the defense, hangs in the air. Good, count it, and the foul. Johnny Kinzinger has 21, and the Redbird lead, more importantly, is 7 with a foul shot to come, foul on right. If this is Johnny playing a little bit under the weather with a cold, it's pretty good.
I was going to say, maybe we found the remedy.
So Kinzinger, 21 tonight, free throw, nothing but net. Johnny has 22, 10 here in the second half, 63-55. Birds on a 7-0 run, they now lead it by 8. Indiana State, the 23rd ranked team in the land, looks for an answer. Larry left point, Foster lets him fire a 3. He does so too strong, scramble for the rebound, a whistle and a foul called. And the foul's going to go against Dalton Banks, so it's going to go against Indiana, go against Illinois State. Banks going to pick up his 2nd. They signaled 3. I thought it might have been Conwell, but instead it's Dalton Banks. So Indiana State retains possession, 20 in the timer, 4:07 to play, second half. 63-55, Birds by 8. Conwell gets it in, left corner of Vila. He turns on Miles Foster. Couple of dribbles, now bodies up on Foster, wants to go one-on-one, backs him in the left block, plays it away, Swope, had his shot rejected away by Banks, saved in the forecourt, one down by Lewis, Lewis to the goal, layup, no, but a whistle and a foul called. Big time block by Dalton Banks, got it ahead to Lewis, Lewis got hacked on his way in, and he will have 2 foul shots to come when we come back. Fans, it's a new season at Kohl's. With everyday styles at great prices, you can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. 3:51 to go, second half here in Terre Haute. Our count to the McDonald's scoreboard. The Redbirds 63, Indiana State 55. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Hey, Ridge's Kids Club members and parents, check out the Redbird Spirit Shop's infant and youth styles today. Online at RedbirdSpiritShop.com and look for the Gear of the Month in every Kids Club newsletter. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews back here courtside inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. Blake Oz is back at our network studios in Bloomington. 3 minutes and 51 seconds remain, second half. Birds looking for their 14th win all time against a top 25 opponent. They lead it by 8, 63-55 over 23rd ranked Indiana State.
And I think Indiana State's going to come with some full court pressure. They've gone small now, so I look for after these free throws are shot, they're going to go
try to get the ball inside to Avila and then go to full court pressure defensively.
Indiana State just 19% from beyond the arc tonight. This is the team that shoots it at a 39% clip from distance, which is ninth best in the country. Lewis to the foul line, knocks down the first of two free throws. Fifth point of the night for Kendall Lewis, also a game-high 12 rebounds. Miles Foster, 17 points and 10 rebounds. For Foster, his sixth double-double a campaign. Johnny Kinzinger has a game-high 22 to lead all scorers on 9 of 11 shooting. Lewis makes good on both. He's got six tonight. The Redbird lead is 10, 65-55. Swope out between the rings. Works around on a Avila screen. Foul line extended right, pitches Avila, head and shoulder fake, drives on Foster, goes to the rim with the right hand, scoops and scores. Robbie Avila averages 16.5 points per game. That's just his sixth point of the night. And the Redbird lead is cut to 8, 65-57, 3:24 to go, second half. Kinzinger left sideline, up top over to Foster. Now Banks has it right point, guarded by Miller. Works the right hand dribble. Now curls off of Foster's screen, heads down the right hand alley. Circles back into the paint. One-on-one on Miller. Leans in off the window. Too strong. Foster the offensive rebound. Put back. No good. But a whistle and a foul called. Foul's going to go against Isaiah Swope.
That was interesting. Banks that time knew he had a smaller player on him. He backed him down into lane. He was going to put it up one way or the other.
He was determined to put that shot up, wasn't he?
Great recognition by Banks that time offensively.
So Foster, 17 points, 11 rebounds. He's 1 of 1 from the stripe. Left-handed. Eyes the hoop. Knocks down the foul shot. 18 points for Foster. Redbird lead is 9, 66-57, 3:04 to play. One more to come for Miles. He said his sixth double-double of the campaign. Free throw on the way. Good again. It's his third double-double in his last six games.
You know, I noticed last time down, Indiana State had all five of their players fits outside the arc.
There's Larry. Giant steps down the lane. A whistle and a late foul called against Illinois State. They're going to get Johnny Kinzinger with a personal foul. So Johnny picks up his first of the night. Team foul number 5 called against Illinois State this half. That's going to send Julian Larry to the line with 2:58 to go, second half. Redbird lead is 10, 67-57. Larry 79% on the year, and the first one's good. He has 15 points. Isaiah Swope leads Indiana State with 16 on 4 three balls. One more to come for Larry. Rattles and falls for Julian Larry. He has 16.
Here comes the full court pressure.
Redbird lead is 8. Kinzinger runs baseline. Gets it in backcourt. Over to Dalton Banks. On the dribble against Julian Larry. Now with a burst of speed into the forecourt. Takes it to the foul line. Left side, Kinzinger passes up on an open look. Refeeds Banks out high. Birds want to run clock. Shot clock to 17. Right side of the forecourt, Kazupki. Out between the rings is Lewis. Now back over to Banks. Out of the right, they come Kinzinger, puts the ball on the deck, drives on Swope inside the 15-foot mark, rattles and falls. He leaned in from about 12, and Johnny Kinzinger has 24, and the Redbird lead is back to 10. 69-59, Larry a three ball, it's wide right, Lewis the rebound, and gets it away to Banks. Banks in backcourt, hounded by Swope. Now slaloms into the forecourt, jump pass over to Foster. Out to Lewis near the time stripe. Gets it away to Kinzinger on the dribble against Conwell. Takes it right at the key. Out front to Lewis. Left side, Banks. He'll flick a three. Rimming, no. Larry the rebound. Under 2 minutes to play. Birds by 10. 69-59. Swope crossing over on Banks. Takes into the hole. Blocked away by Lewis. And we have a whistle. And a charge is called on Isaiah Swope. They're actually going to call a hook.
And Banks really did a nice job moving his feet and getting in position to draw that offensive foul. So
Swope picks up his third, stops the clock with 1:51 to play, and the Birds a 10-point lead here on the road in Terre Haute.
Well, the Birds over this next minute 51 are going to have to make some free throws.
Josh Schertz wants to take time. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with 1:51 to go in this ball game, and the Birds a 10-point lead on the 23rd-ranked team in the land.
And the ball.
Birds have lost three straight coming in, the last two of which have both been by a single possession at home against UIC and on Saturday in Carbondale. They had some momentum headed out of Carbondale, and that has shown strong tonight. And I think the game plan has been phenomenal on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, it really has. That's what's won the game and set up a lot of opportunities. But Johnny Kay hasn't been too bad offensively.
Game high, 24 points.
Boy, and a lot of those have come when we really needed one, and he's driven into the lane and pulled up in mid-range game and really gotten a lot of good looks.
Bird shot 56% from the floor in the losing effort in Carbondale on Saturday. They're over 51% tonight. Bird's break huddle with Kinzinger, Banks, Lewis, Kazuki, and Foster, the five on the floor. 69-59, Birds by 10, 1:51 to go, second half. Indiana State, who just entered the top 25 for the first time since 1979. Gives to Banks, and a blocking foul called in backcourt as Banks ran into Conwell. Foul goes against Conwell. And foul shots to come for the Birds.
And Banks goes back to the line, and he struggled a little bit from the line tonight. And
Birds are 10 of 15 from the stripe. Indiana State, a perfect 8 of 8 from the stripe.
You know, that's pretty good contact when you knock somebody's headband off, and Conwell lost his headband in that contact and then got assessed the foul to boot.
Dalton Banks, 6 points, 0 of 2 from the line.
Now he'll make both of these hits, I guarantee it.
First free throw by the right-hander on the way. It's good. So Banks, 7th point of the night. Redbird lead is 11, 1:48 to go. They led it by as many as 14 early on. One more to come. That one's too strong, and the rebound falls into the waiting hands of Mason Miller. Up ahead, Larry. Larry knifing down the lane. Layup attempt rolls out, but a whistle and a foul called. They're going to get Luke Kazupke with the foul. That's going to be his second of the night. 10 foul shots to come with 1:42 to play for Indiana State, who trails it by 11, 70-59. Julian Larry back to the line, foul line left. He's 4 of 4 from the stripe tonight. First free throw on the way, left it short. First miss of the night from the stripe for Indiana State. They're now 8 of 9. Wolf checks in. Miller's going to check out.
Can't get another ball handler on the floor. Poindexter checks in for Lewis.
One more foul shot to come for Julian Larry. 1:42 for the ball game. Birds by 11, 70-59. Deep knee bend, flick of the wrist. That one's good. Larry's got 17. Redbird lead is trimmed to 10, 70-60, 1:42 to go. Kinzinger at inbound backcourt. Runs the baseline, two hands a pass, Poindexter, refeeds Kinzinger. Guarded by Swope, and he's fouled from behind by Jake Wolf. And I believe that's going to be the fourth of the night on Wolf. It is. So a walk to the other end. Double bonus opportunity now for the Birds. Johnny Kinzinger, who has a career-high 24 points on 10 of 12 shooting, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. He'll go back to the line, or he's 2 of 3 tonight. First free throw is good. Kinzinger has 25. Redbird lead is 11. As this Holman Center crowd of just under 6,000 sits in stunned silence right now. Kinzinger makes good on both. He's got 26. Poindexter checks out. Indiana State inbounds. 1:37 for the ball game. Birds by a dozen. Here's Larry right of the key. Down low. Wolf reverse layup off the window and in. Jake Wolf has 7. 5 here in the second half. Redbird lead is 10. They get it into Lewis. In backcourt, Kinzinger. Johnny. Lead feed up ahead. Kazupke plays it away over to Banks. Birds just trying to play keep away. Kinzinger now fouled by Conwell. And that's going to be 5 on Ryan Conwell. So Conwell's going to check out. Check out with 10 points on 4 of 11 shooting, 2 of 9 from distance.
Fitz, who would you rather have at the line than this guy? Got anybody in mind?
No, I don't. Not off the top of my head. I think I pretty much say that all year, despite despite his scoring output tonight at 26 points, he's really been good from the line for the Birds this year.
He has just really been good, period.
That is also a fair statement.
I mean, he inbounds the ball the last time down, kind of unfortunate. Miles Foster grabbed the ball to inbound it, and I thought, now we don't need that. But we have to have Johnny Kay taking the ball out of bounds against the full court pressure.
1:16 to play. The Birds a 10-point lead, 72-62. Johnny Kinzinger takes his place at the line, foul line right, where he's 4 of 5 on the night. Birds have 2 in double figures. Kinzinger a game high 26. Foster at 19 and 11, his 6th double-double. Kinzinger's foul shot rattles out. The Mike Matthews jinx strikes again. One more to come for Johnny.
This one will be right in the middle, Fitz, guaranteed.
Second one, good. 27 for Johnny. 15 of which have come here since halftime. Redbird lead is 11. 1:16 to play. Julian Larry picks it up in the forecourt. Gives to Swope. Hills angle left of the key. High arc with the left hand. Shot doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul called against Dalton Banks. Swope at the edge on Banks. Banks commits the foul. That's his 3rd of the night. Team foul number 7 called against Illinois State this half. So Isaiah Swope will go to the line, foul line left. First trip to the line for Swope, the team's top scorer. He's just 69% on the year, but he knocks down the first, 17 for Isaiah Swope. He and Julian Larry with team high honor, 17 apiece. One more to come for Swope. Second one good, 18 for Swope. Redbird lead, 73-64, stands at 9. Kinzinger to play it in, gets it in backcourt. Banks, so back over to Johnny, and he is fouled in the backcourt. I believe Xavier Bledson commits the foul. It is called on Bledson. Not entirely sure why Indiana State didn't foul Banks when they had the opportunity. Fourth foul that night on Bledson.
I would agree.
The Birds will walk to the other end with 1:09 to play. And once again, Johnny Kinzinger to the line. He's about to pay rent at the foul stripe down the stretch here. He's 5 of 7, make it 6 of 8. He just continues to add on to his career high honors, 28 points tonight. Aaron Gray, a 6'7", 215-pound junior out of Providence, Rhode Island, checks in for the first time tonight. For Indiana State, Kinzinger makes good on both. He's got 29, 1:10 to play. Redbird lead back to 11, 75-64. Indiana State has led for just a minute 45 in this one. Larry got away with about 8 steps. Layup attempt is off the mark. Foster the rebound ahead to Banks. Banks races forecourt. Leaves it left side, Kazuki. He'll pass it out between the circles. Kinzinger, and he's fouled by Julian Larry out near the time stripe with 54 and 6-tenths remaining. And the Illinois State bench beginning to feel this one. They lead it by 11. Kinzinger back to the line. We're going to put this thing on ice if it's not already. Kinzinger 8 of 10 from the stripe now as he knocks down the first, and Johnny has 30.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
Sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, it does.
One more to come. Make it 31.
If you're going to have a big night, you might as well
go big or go home.
You might as well have a really big night.
77-64. Birds by a baker's dozen. Swope had it swiped away by Kazuki. Out of bounds. Last touch by the leg of Swope. And the Birds take over with 51-110. Poindexter off the Redbird bench. He's going to check in, replace Kendall Lewis. Kinzinger to play it in. Full court pressure applied by Indiana State. In backcourt to Banks. They're not fouling Dalton. He's going to carry it over the 10-second line of the offensive end. And Josh Schertz, I believe, is calling off the dogs here with 41 seconds to go. And the Redbird lead stands at 13. Banks with a yo-yo belt tie bounce out near the time stripe. Shot clock down to 13. Gives to Kinzinger. Shot clock to 9. Kinzinger on the move now. Angles left around a Foster screen. 4. Gets the offense in motion. 3, 2, 1. Kazupke, 3 at the horn. Got it. Luke has 10. 80-64, Birds by 16. Shot clock is dark. Julian Larry steps into a three at the other end. He buries it. He's got 20. 80-67, Birds by 13. Under 10 seconds to go. Kinzinger is going to run out the final seconds of this one. And Ryan Peden and the Illinois State Redbirds are going to leave Terre Haute with their 14th victory all time against a top 25 opponent. Illinois State with a signature win on the road here tonight here in Terradyce. Our final count, 80-67 with the win. Illinois State improves to 12-14 overall. The three-game losing streak comes to an end, and the Birds now 6-9 in Valley play. The loss, just the fourth of the campaign for Indiana State. They fall to 22-4 overall, now 13-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Birds win it tonight, 80-67, as they knock off 23rd-ranked Indiana State tonight here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute. The State Farm Redbird postgame show is coming up next. You're listening to Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.